You ready?
Are you ready now?
I'm ready. Right. Take one. Welcome to Jim
and Betsy's
Excellent Adventure. Woohoo! Welcome, guys. This is Jim and Betsy's podcast, and we're going to be talking about spiritual stuff mostly. So, it's the 4th of July. This is episode 1. And we're sitting outside Fort McHenry. And what did you think of Fort McHenry?
I'm sure my dad would be embarrassed that I didn't know this history, but I thought it was an awesome time, and we met a really cool historian who wrote books about history.
No, I thought it was excellent. I thought your dad would be really happy, and I really kind of felt like he was here with us. So, you know, your dad is kind of like an important part of like your spiritual background. So why don't you tell people about him a little bit?
Well, my dad like never missed a day at church, and on holidays like Easter, he would go more than once. The only times I ever saw my dad cry when he was kneeling down praying in church. And you don't really realize, like, how impactful that is until you lose someone that you love, because my dad passed away, I think, about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
June 22nd was the date he died. But I didn't realize, like, how meaningful, like, the Holy Spirit was to him. Until I started exploring, like, things like Reiki and, you know, going to events and spiritual retreats. And he was always really cool about it. Like, wow, that's cool. Like, he was never judgmental. Like, I was having a conversation with one of Dad's old friends a while back. We met in Philly. And he was saying that, like, a lot of people, like, my dad wasn't, like, one to, like, mince words. Like, when he had something to say, he was very direct and he would say it. But that's one thing about my dad a lot of people didn't realize, is that he was deeply spiritual and he really never judged anybody. And now that you reflect back, you know, after someone passed, you realize those amazing qualities, you know, that your loved ones had. So that's kind of how I feel about that.
No, I mean, I think it definitely makes you kind of up your game in terms of, you know, what's your legacy going to be and how are you going to be remembered and what do you want to do? And here's this guy who, you know, was in the Air Force all his life. And it's kind of funny when we got his records from the
Air Force.
And it was like a thick, like, mega folder of all of his stuff that was able to be printed. And one of the funny things was all of his physicals. And it was interesting because, like, a lot, he was in military intelligence, and a lot of, like, the international stuff that happened throughout the past, like, 30 or 40 years, like, he would get called up for. And, like, during, like the Iran thing and, like, the in 1980 and then
80s, yeah.
Dealing with, like, the Russians in, like, the early 80s, like, 84, 85. And so, you know, here's a guy who obviously was very spiritual and very patriotic and did his stuff, and, you know, he was military intelligence. What did he say to you?
Oh, when I was a kid, we would ask him about stuff he did in the military, and he'd say, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you. And we always kind of thought it was a joke. Like, he never really told us what he really was doing, but strategically, he got a job with People to People and traveled around Europe in the 80s. We found pictures of certain people that he was meeting. We didn't know exactly who they were, but even when my dad had dementia, you know, being like top secret, you know, military intelligence, he never cracked. He never said a thing. He used to say stuff like, I think they're hiding me down in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, in the nursing home. And I'm like, I'm thinking that was like something that had probably happened to him in the military.
But he never gave up, like, secrets of, like, what had actually happened.
We didn't find out the real truth about my dad until we got the military records. And apparently he had done some really great mission with, like, commanding some people and came out of Korea with a bump up to lieutenant colonel. And he still stayed actively participating even after he retired.
So one of the other things that really had an impact was, starting to drizzle now, was he ran the camp that in North Jersey that really helped a lot of people deal with, in the 60s and 70s, deal with like the issues around race and kind of learning to get along. And I mean, that was like obviously the best time of your life, you know, that time with your dad, the camp.
Yeah, was it like the first time so my dad was a high school history teacher and he was in the military, so he was always really busy. But in the summer, like, he ran an entire camp, and like, we lived in a small cabin with like a toilet and an outside shower, and we'd have to hike to get food 3 times a day, and I ran around in the woods, and my dad taught about Native American dances and prayers, and he just absolutely adored the Native Americans. It was really cool. He used to teach my brothers how to dance, and they would actually go out and like perform at other camps, and he was like subtly teaching us stuff without like being like, you have to watch this, you know. Like, actually the way my dad taught, similar to Maharaji, which is another topic, but he would just demonstrate. Like, he would just be authentic and do things, but he never said, hey, you need to do this, yeah, or you need to do that. He modeled by example, basically.
Yeah. And so when you, the other thing I think that's interesting and in how I kind of came into the picture, and, you know, believe of it what you want, but, you know, we've been thinking about doing this kind of podcast for a while just because we have these kind of perspectives and stories that I think are interesting. But, you know, I think inherently, I think everybody has these kinds of insights, and everybody's insights are unique and true. But, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, in terms of her dad, I honestly think that as a spirit, you know, when you look at things from the spiritual plane, there's no time and there's no space. And, you know, my feeling is, like, even before he passed away, back in the 80s, before then even, like, he had an influence on my life as a spirit. And one of the funny things is that when I was in high school, like, I had thought about the military, but the only branch I would have even considered was the Air Force, which, of course, is kind of where he came from. But I ended up deciding against it, and I was going to, wow, I actually never thought of this, but I thought of going into the spy service, which, like the CIA or the State Department, which I never thought about it, but that's what he did.
Yeah,
that's what really he did. Weird.
It's like you live parallel.
And yeah, like, and so, and then the other part of that is when I went to college, I started out studying like marine biology, like microbiology, but that lasted all of like 2 weeks because I realized that I just did not like it enough to want to study it. So I ended up studying history and political science. And then, my concentration was in Eastern European studies, which he spent most of the 80s traipsing around Eastern Europe, as really an intelligence officer with these different kind of groups. And so, you know, I think way back when, like, his spirit and his entity, whatever you want to call it, his soul, had an influence in terms of like how I developed and kind of how we ended up coming together as well, which that'll be another set of stories down the road. But, you know, I just thought it would be a good way to start. Really, when you talk about like spiritual independence, Independence Day, you know, it's July 4th, 2019. We're at Fort McHenry, and I just thought it would be a good... We've been meaning to do this podcast for a while, and I thought it was a good time to start. We were going to try to do it while we were driving, but the audio just was not good enough, so we have to wait until we're parked somewhere. But do you have anything else you wanted to share, babe?
No, I think... the only thing I wanted to bring up about today was they were talking about the American flag. Like Jim said, it's 4th of July. And they said that the red stripe was for valor. This is not official, but this is what they perceived it as. The white stripe was for, do you remember?
No.
I can't remember the white stripe. And the blue was for loyalty and justice. I'll have to go back and figure out what the last one was, but, it was interesting because, you know, what's going on in America, not to make this political, but what's going on in America right now, people are really confused, and there's a lot of, you know, reasons why the United States has allowed so many people to come and be here and be free and be safe, and a lot of that's changing, and I'm hoping, like, maybe we can even explore that and in future podcasts, but I hope that everyone that will, you know, hopefully start listening will realize that we're very, I think our main focus is to love everyone, and that's something that takes time and practice, but if you look at everyone that you see as a brother and sister, your whole world starts to change, and, you know, I hope we can dig further into that, but I hope everyone right now has a safe and happy holiday, and that you appreciate your brothers and sisters no matter where they came from. And our goal is to love everyone. So thanks for hanging out with us today.
Amen. All right. That's it for today. And stay tuned. No telling when the next episode will come. Might be in an hour. It might be in a couple of weeks. We don't know, but it'll be coming for sure. So stay tuned.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Shaka.
Shaka.